Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
We're getting dogs.
We're talking about getting puppies, but I don't know. I don't think I can afford it. It's expensive. We can't afford it, Jay. My credit's like 617 right now. I can't afford it.
I gotta pay off
my credit card.
I'm gonna use a payment plan.
All right, anyway, go.
So Jenny, Suge Knight was officially sentenced to 28 years in prison this morning. He actually struck a plea deal last month with prosecutors agreeing to the 28-year prison sentence while getting credit for time served. So he's been inside for now 3.5 years. And they're claiming due to prison overcrowding, Jenny, he could be out in like 10 years. So Suge Knight could be back in the streets around 2024, 23, 25. You do the math.
Yeah, but I feel like he still got like such a like bad, like I'm not going to say he got a bad deal considering like the fact that they feel like
he killed people.
Well, he ran somebody over. He can said it was an accident, but
still killed someone.
But
that's a good deal to get out in 10 years.
But I will say that, you know, like for him to take a plea deal like that,
yeah.
He must have been really worried about whatever evidence they were going to put forth, you know, during his trial.
But mind you, before Suge Knight actually left the courtroom, he turned around and stared and gave everybody an uncomfortable number of seconds of just looking at
him,
the death stare.
He stared everybody down.
Yeah, family members, everybody just gave him the stare. Like, look, man.
I would
2023, 24, 25.
I would
you
not want to get that stare from Suge Knight. That's for sure.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you know, Suge Knight's son last night said that Tupac's alive and well and living in Malaysia. And he actually put up a post saying that. And he also put up a post to somebody threatening him saying, okay, you've said enough. Go to hot937.com. Maybe he's got the inside scoop. Maybe Tupac is living in Malaysia. Maybe that's something his daddy, Suge Knight, told him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
LeBron James has beefed up security at his L.A. home in a major way, bringing a team of armed guards to patrol his house after learning he was targeted by a team of burglars. The LAPD arrested four people who have hit more than 24 homes of the rich and famous, including Rihanna, Christina Milian, and others. And police say that these guys had a list of 12 more celebrity targets, including LeBron James, Matt Damon, and Viola Davis.
Damn.
So LeBron is taking the situation very seriously.
What are you doing?
Because his wife and his three kids live at his home. And so he brought in 10 armed security personnel at his home, including off-duty police officers. And I guess, you know, the NBA security team is also involved in these security plans for LeBron James' home.
All he had to do was get a pit bull.
Meanwhile, L.A. Rams star Robert Woods, whose home was burglarized, is also working with the NFL security team to ensure his safety as well.
LeBron could have just got a pit bull, called it a day, Jenny.
That's scary, though. I saw that those arrests went down yesterday, and, like, these people had, like, serious plans, like... It was all drawn out. It was all mapped out.
They were smart. They was, you know, thought about the stuff before they did it.
Ray Donovan actor Marion Pooch Hall was arrested yesterday for DUI and felony child endangerment after allegedly letting his 2-year-old son drive because he was too drunk to steer.
Did he put the 2-year-old in the driver's seat and
yes!
let him drive
so,
like, while he's in the passenger seat?
No, because the 2-year-old obviously can't reach the pedal, Jay.
Can reach
Even
the steering
I
wheel.
Know that.
That's all you need is the steering wheel.
So law enforcement sources are saying that Pooch Hall, who plays Daryl, was driving in Burbank around 7:30 p.m. when witnesses called 911 after seeing the toddler in his lap holding the steering wheel.
Okay.
Witnesses were horrified to watch the car veer off and smash into a parked car.
I can imagine.
No one was injured. One eyewitness says that he saw the child crying in the front seat. Probably because Poochaw was like, yo, you can't even guess home.
I told you to take a U-turn right here.
The eyewitness says he looked in the window and the car seat was just laying among the junk in the back seat. It was not even installed.
Pooch may not be able to hang out with his son for like another 16 years this one.
Police came and they smelled a strong odor of alcohol. His blood alcohol was at 0.25, more than 3 times legal limit. He was handcuffed, taken to jail, and he is still in jail on $100,000 bail.
So where'd the baby go? Did the baby take the car home? Or
his mommy came and got him.
Okay.
Who, by the way, is Pooch Hall's wife. Not sure how long
she's
going to be there. Here's
you.
The latest weather brought to you by Boston Market. Tonight, clear with a low of 59. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Saturday, sunny and 67. It's mostly cloudy and 75 degrees in Hartford. It's Hot 93.7.
Remember your dinner table? You know, that thing buried under